Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Amabez, Agun Chodesh to all, Rosh Chodesh Adar, last day of Shvat, Lam Shvat, but it's already Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Simcha, officially tonight, but can already start the Simcha now. But ain't Simcha la Torah, so we gotta learn some Torah. So there's a couple of points to finish up from yesterday, and that is, first of all, regarding List of Mizuyim. I mentioned the list of mizuyim is a major discussion. What exactly it is? The Gemara talks about it. Just to mention one Rambam, which I did not mention yesterday, which the Achronim discuss, trying to figure out exactly what the pshat of the Rambam is. The Rambam writes in beginning of Hilchos Geneva, where he's defining what exactly is a ganav and a gazlan. We've spoken about these Rambams in the past, especially in contrast to Gezela. The Rambam starts off, "Kol agoniv mamon mishava pruta v'mala over alosase shnemer lo signovu." If you steal more than a shava pruta, you violate. V'echad agoniv es a gadol or es a katan. And if you steal from a gadol or a katan, the Rambam writes an alacha aleph. Aser lignov kol shehu din Torah. You're not allowed to even steal less than a pruta. Does not say this by gzela, right? The Magen Mishnah here says, "Kedin chatzi shir v'isurim." Like all dinim of chatzi shir, but there might be something unique here. No, it's not a din of chatzi shir. It's a din of it's the ma'isa. You're not allowed to just be gonave even derech schok, right? In jest. Again, there's nothing parallel recorded in gzela. O lignov amanas lahachzir, and you can't be gonave even though you're going to return it. O lignov amanas lashalim. Hakol aser shelo yargal asma bakach. So does that mean a derabanan? Shelo yargal asma sounds like a derabanan, but it also might be a reflection. Why don't you want to be margal asma? Because it's the maisa itself that is the problem by geneva. And then the Rambam says, Ezehu ganav. What's the definition of a ganav? Zeh halokeach adam beseser, lokeach mamon adam beseser. You take a person's money in private. The ein habaylim yodim, and the owners do not know. So two things: you take it in private, and the owners don't know. Kagon haposhe yadlo tokis chaveiro, like you pickpocket someone. V'lokach ma'osa bein b'alam roon. V'chein kolchi yaseh bezeh. Pickpocketing is ganeva, says the Rambam. Aval im lokach begaluyu befarhesya. Bechozek yad ein ze ganav el gazlan. But if you take in the open bechozek yad, that's only a gazlan. That is a gazlan. It's only a gazlan. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rambam, list him izuyin sheganav eino gazlan el ganav. Afal pisha habaylam yodin b'shar sheganav. That's the Rambam's lashon. Therefore, list him izuyin or is a ganav, even though the owners know about it, right? Because the owner is staring you in the face, you stick him up. So the problem is mireshal l'seifa of the Rambam. First, the Rambam defines ganeva. What's ganeva? Ganeva is where you take money in private and Bailam don't know. That's what he says. And then through two lines later, he says, and that's why list of mizuyim are ganeva, even though the Bailam know about it. He just said that ganeva has two elements. That's what Lechem Mishnah says. He said, I don't understand though. Ganeva has two elements. So this is a very difficult Rambam. Achronim trying to figure out what exactly he means. Afal bi sha Bailam yodim. The Ravid here already jumps on him. Amar Abraham, high piskal umachivra. What is he talking about? And he quotes the Gemara's later on in Meruba, which where this comes up again, and Daf Ayin Tes comes up on yesterday's Daf. But either way, this is what one has to figure out what the Rambam means. The Gras says, no, it must be the Rambam, doesn't matter. Yodim and Neino Yodim, you have to say that's not a factor, according to the Rambam. The Gras says, it must just be Seser. A Seser issue. Is it a hidden issue? And once it's Seser, Seser means he's hiding his own identity. So that's already enough to be a ganav. And don't take the other words of the Rambam literally. That's what the Gemara says on Shulchan Aruch, what the Rambam must mean. Rav Gusman, if you look at it in Simen Chav, has a discussion where maybe somebody could be a shame ganav, have the status of ganav, even though he does a maisa gazlan. Because he hides his own identity, he's a ganav. He's a shame ganav. Even though the maisa that he does is a maisa gzewa. So, and that's a duality that one has to say. What? Mitzvah Inshri, right. It might be that once you have the status, but it looks like a maisa, like a zela, it's out in the open. But once you act in it, not act in a certain way, once you buy into a certain halacha, meaning by hiding your face, so then it would be a ganav and not a gazlan. Point one. Point two, the other point I wanted to finish up was the toin tainas ganav issue. And that is, they're discussed in this little Tosas also, right at the end, that we didn't get up to Nimsa. Tosas also discusses what exactly is the Mechayiv of Toin Tainas Ganav, and what type of role does the Shvua play. Right? We know by Toitan is Ganav, I have something of yours, and I say that I don't have it, I swear it was stolen, and then it comes out that I stole it. Adam come and say that the proof that I stole it. So how, what kind of role does the Shvua play? So there are a number, again, Rav Gusman in his Toitan is Ganav piece points out that there seems to be a consistent machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about how you view Toitan is Ganav. In Perek Dalid of a Geneva, the Rambam says, "Hatoin shenigdaf hapikadon mibeso, im nishba vakach boedim shesheker tahan." If he swears and the Edom say that he lied, "Veshapikadon hayat slo hareza mishlan tashlum mitak kefa." You pay kefa. Why? Shahare hu atzmo haganef. Very strong lashon. He himself is a ganef. So let's see what the Rambam continues to say. If it's halachic, not just the language he uses. V'im tavachu machar achash nishba mishlan tashlum mitalav vehei. What happens if your toitan is ganav and then you shechler sell? So halacha is your chayav dalav vehei. Says the Rambam. The Rambam shita is only if you first swear that it was stolen and then you're due tviyachu mechira. But the opposite order would not work, says the Rambam. If you first shechted it and sold it and then the whole case came to court and then you were toitan is ganav, it doesn't work. You don't pay kefil there. Only if you are first toitan, first swear about it and then you pay and then you do dalav then you're shecht. Next halacha the Rambam. Also, the whole din of Toitan is Ganav, being Chayev Kefal, only applies where you were not Shaleach Yad. That you didn't use it. You as a Shomer did not use it first without permission. You didn't touch it. And right away you said Toitan is Ganav. Aval, I'm Shalach Bo Yad, but Toitan is Ganav. What if you first use it and then you were Toitan is Ganav? Then Patrim and a Kefal. You don't pay Kefal. Kivet to Shalach Bo Yad, is Chayev Bo Vekanahu. Because once you were Shaleach Boyad, it was yours. The Ravid argues on both of these points. The Ravid says, both in Halacha Aleph, Dalet Aleph, even if you do Tvichu Mechira before you swore about it, you're Chayev Kefel, and also, even if you're Shaleach Boyad beforehand, you're also still Chayev Kefel. Says Rav Gusman is beautiful. It works out all the Shitasa. The Rambam holds that Toitan is Ganav is a real din of Geneva. Like he says, Hu Atzmo HaGanav. And if it's a real din of Geneva, meaning the second that he swears, that takes the place of a real Maisa Geneva. Regularly swears it was stolen, that takes the place of a real Maisa Geneva. And the second that he's a real Maisa Geneva, so he's a real Ganav. So Geneva always has to be before Dalav Hei. It has to be in order. You have to first steal it, and then you have to do Tvicha Mechira. That's why it has to be in order. And also, you can't be Shaleach Boyad first, because what do we know? Halacha is HaShaleach Yad V'Pikadon Nase Gazlan. So once you're a Gazlan, you can't be a Ganav anymore. You can't switch hats. That's what the Rambam says. You cannot be Shaleach Boyad before you swear. So that's the Rambam Lishitaso. The Ravid Lishitaso says the opposite. It's not a real din of Geneva. It's a din of Shmira. Din of Shmira. It's a problem in your Shmira. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether you swore first or you did Tvicha Mechira first. It's not a din of Geneva. Whatever it is, you're a Shomer that's preventing this item from going back to the owner. And the halacha is that you're Chayav Kefal. That's the din of the Torah. And also Shaleach Boyad. It doesn't matter if you're a Gazlan. It doesn't matter if you had that status beforehand. Right? You have to explain, according to the Ravid, why does it make a difference what you were towing? Right? Towing down is Ganav or towing down is Gazlan or towing down is Avad. You have to explain that according to the Ravid. But either way, that is the consistent sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid. One more Lishitaso, and then we'll start today's daf, and that is turn the page. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud in the Rambam and Ilchos Geneva. What if Shomer Shaganav Mir Shuso, a Shomer that steals from his own Rishus, no Shvu involved. What if I give you a herd of sheep, 100 sheep, and then you nonchalantly, without noticing, you take one of my sheep. That's it. Shomer Shaganav Mir Shuso, Shaganav Tlemeh Eidah Shehufkat Etzlo. In Yeshel of Edim, Chayev B'Kefel. But if you steal from your own Rishus, right, you were given a... What? It's already in your Rishus, and then you take it out. So if Avo B'Shehechzer or some... Right, until you're Modil Abaylam, the Rambam says that you're Chayev. The Rambam says, Ein Zeh Klub. Okay, without giving anything away. Right, so what's the Machlokas? Whether you could be Gonev Mir Shuso. So says the Ar Sameach there in Hilchis Geneva. According to the Rambam, it's a real din of Geneva. And therefore, anything, what does that mean, it's a real din of Geneva? Why does a shvua that it was stolen take the place of Geneva? Because anytime you do something that it no longer will go back to the original owner, that takes the place of a Maisa Geneva. So that could happen with your swearing. I swear that it was stolen, right? Until the time that you swore, the guy, the Bialim could say, hey, give it back to me. Or swear to me. The second that you swear, it's finished. So says the Rambam, according to the Or Sameach, that's considered a Maisa Gneva. But here, by the herd, he's never going to be Tovei you. What he gave you 1,000 sheep. How's he ever going to know? He's never going to know. So the second that you took it, that also takes the place of a Maisa Gneva. It's a din of Gneva. So for a din of Gneva, you have two items that could take the place of a Maisa Gneva. The Raiva the Lishitaso says, Tony, that it's kind of a din of Shomrim. Din of Shomrim, the Torah is Machadesh, that if you swear Nignav, so then you're Chayav Kefel. But here there's no Shvua. If it's a din of Shomrim, so then Shvua might play more of a role. Din of Gneva, you don't need the Shvua, right? Something else can take the place of it. And that's why that's the Rambam and the Raiva and Lishitaso in the three or four different places. Okay, that's the Or Sameach in Hilchos Gneva, Perek Dalad, Hayach Halacha Yud. Right, Hageder, Mishum de Kol Zman, Shalom Nishba, Hari HaShomer, Adayin Chayv, Adashlom Epikad, Adon Lebailim, Vadayin Lo Hifsidu, Raki Nishba, V'niftar, Az Nigmar Gnevaso, Hainu Kfiraso, De Az Shav Yerachmane, Kagan of Lashalem Kefo. The Kol Zeh, if he gives you something that's Manui, that he's going to realize that it's not there. But if it's something that is not Manui, it's just a bunch, so he's not going to realize it. The second that he took it, that's the Gneva. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Ravid and the Or Sameach, and they quote then this little Tosus of Nimsa over here to answer his question, which we're not going to go into right now.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If your Tonus
Tainus
Ones, your
Shomer Safra.
Ones.
If your
Tonus
Tainus Ones.
And he stole it.
Right, so we mentioned yesterday the Safik about a Shoel by Baal of Imo. I know you might have left already. Yesterday we spoke at the end of the Shir. Baal of Imo is a Safik in the Tosfos here. Tosfos Zibra Maschel Nimsa has a Safik. If a Shoel was towing Baal of Imo, so he's Pater, if the owner was with it. So the Achronim say, what's that about? The Shidim Kubetzes here says, why is that a Safik? Because the Tainas Geneva is usually what's Machayev Kefel. So if you don't have a Tainas Geneva, there might not be a Chiyev Kefel. So here, like Baal of Imo, is not a Tainas Geneva. So probably say the same thing by Ones. There's no Tainas Geneva there. So that's the Safik of the Rishonim. It might not be Chayev Kefel because there's no Tainas Geneva.
Okay.
Okay. Two dots. Let's get moving. Says the Gemara, Nun Zayin Amabez, Amara. So the Mishnah had said, at the beginning of the Perek, Nafla Lagina V'nehenis, Mishalemes Mashanenis. If the animal falls into a garden and gets Hana'a, you pay for the Hana'a. Meaning the animal didn't go in directly. It fell in by accident. It was an Ones. So that's why you're not going to have to pay for the Hezek. But whenever, right, we've had this before, whenever, even if you don't pay for the Hezek, you always have to pay for the Hana'a that the animal got. You have to pay for the money saved. So Amar Rav B'nechbeta. When do you say that you have to pay for the Hana'a? That's only for the Hana'a that he got by falling on your produce. He fell on your produce by Ba'ones, but he, right, that broke his fall, but he got ruined, so you have to pay for that. Aval Achla Mashanen Achla, but if the animal fell down and then ate, Afilo Mashanen is Eina Mishalemis. But if he then got up at 8, then he doesn't have to pay for that. Why? Lema Rav Letaimei, Da'ama Rav, Hayala Shalotochal. Like Rav said earlier, he shouldn't have eaten. What's going on here? We had earlier, if I put a dangerous food in front of your animal, or let's say I just put my fruit in front of your animal, your animal comes, it gets a big stomachache and dies, it's your problem. He shouldn't have eaten it. Not my problem, the animal ate it, so I'm putter. So the Gemara says, just like the Baal HaPeiros is going to be putter, if the Baal HaBehema ate the fruit, I shouldn't have eaten it. So too, if my animal ate your fruit, what am I supposed to do? We shouldn't have eaten it. Shouldn't have eaten it, so he's going to be putter. That's what Gemara says in the Havamina here. Obviously, we're going to reject this in a minute, but that's the Gemara's Ha'ilash Lotocha. See Rashi? Rashi says, in the bottom Rashi, just like Rav said before, Hayelosh Lotochal, the animal gets sick, third to last line, Vachanami, Amar Baal Behema Biridasa Anusahi. Right, the Baal Behema says, look, it fell down, I was an Anus, sorry, Nafla, it fell down. Uba Achilas, Hayelosh Lotochal, Mani Echolasot, what can I do, says the Baal Behema. Wasn't my fault. Interesting, this last, just going back for a second, the second half of Rav's statement, Rav says, Benechbata, Aval Achla, Filo Mashanenis, Ina Mishalemis, that second half, just look what Rashi says on the third line. Rashi says one word, Uparchinon. Aval Achla. Uparchina, what does that mean? And the Gemara asks. The Ra'ah just expands on Rashi, noting that this second half of the phrase is not Rav's Lashon. That's the Gemara. Rav just said the words, Nechbata. But the Gemara that is Madaik, what did Rav mean by Nechbata? The Ra'a says in the Shita, Pirish, Lav Lishni to Rav Hu, Mai Tekamar. This isn't a quote from Rav, Avalach Levachulu, and Lishni to Talmuda, to Mefarish Lola Rav, Lefum Mai Tekasaka Daitach. This is what we think Rav holds. But it's not really part of Rav's statement. V'naket la bidarav ki'ilu Rav Amra, B'yahu Lishna. The Gemara formulates it as if Rav said it. V'rabusa tuva b'tamuda. And you find many times like this in the Gemara, that the Gemara basically puts words in the mouth of a Tana, or an early Amora, like Rav, but really they didn't say it, because we'll see in a second that we're going to change it. So it can't be the second half is Rav's, or we got it wrong. Either way, only the Rav just said the word Nechbata, but this is continued. And then the Rashida quotes, V'rashi's al pirish de pircha de tamuda, hu v'lo pirusha de tamuda. Right, that's where Rashi, by that one word of Rashi. I don't appreciate Rashi. Rashi says one word, parchinon. The Ra'at takes four lines to say what Rashi said in one word. Parchina means, this is the Gemara, it's not the Rav. So make sure you realize that, because we're going to change that. Gavlos of a Rashi, and the Baruch Hashem, we have the Ra'ah, to help us appreciate Rashi. So back to the Gemara. So Rav says, according to the Havamina, that only if it falls down, but if it ate after it fell down, but Ones, that it does not pay what it ate. Right? So Lema Rav L'taymeh, so what does the Rav say? Hayelo shelo tochal. So the Gemara says, no, come on, Amri, hachi hashta, wait a minute. Amer to Amarav. When does Rav say that he shouldn't have eaten? What could I do? Heichad itzaka hi, where the animal itself gets damaged by eating. Demati amalei mori depere. So the owner of the fruit could say, "Lo mishalam, I'm not going to pay you." Ha'ilosh lo tochal, to be patur because my fruit caused your animal to get a stomach ache and die. So that's where you have the principle of ha'ilosh lo tochal. La azuke hi achrini depatira l'shlume mi amar. But the fact that my animal is damaging your fruit? That's the reason that my animal is going to be putter? No, you never say that. You never say that.
I think there's a better answer. Where the animal eats poison, the question is, do I pay nezek or not? This is nezek we're talking about. That's the only issue. Here we're not talking about nezek. We're talking about mashananeth. And the Gemara is suggesting, Rava's going to say, my animal gets a free meal. What could I do?
Okay,
you benefited from that. Just pay that.
Meaning, Masha, you're saying the Gemara could have answered, there's a difference between mashananeth and mashizika. The Gemara earlier was Mashi Hizika.
What could I do? All right, you weren't pushing.
Okay, the question is when Rav said Hayalosh Shlo Tocha before, do you even have to pay Mashananis? It sounds like you pay nothing there. Not even Mashananis.
That doesn't make sense, even if you were...
Okay, maybe that's what the Gemara assumes. Maybe you wouldn't even pay Mashananis there. There is just a bomb kasha, which you have to have an answer. One second, what was the Havamina? The Havamina was that if my animal eats your fruit, Pater, because Hayalosh Shlo Tocha. How is Shein Evachayev? How is Shane Evachayev? Right? Ilosh lo tochal. I'm saying, so you have to answer that. So the but we're going to get to more there. So the question has to be asked, but the answer has to be given. If you have the svara, what can I do? My animal ate. Ilosh lo tochal. There's a difference. The Shane to Alma Machayev Hainol iske shimur shlo shimur osa karoi. Right? Regular Shane, you're walking in the streets, you should guard your animal. At the falling was ba'ones. Now you want to say it's pshia? Well, you know what? It started out as an ones. In the normal case of the street, it's more of a pshia. It's a lack of shmira. But here, there's something that happened first. This hack that happened first, it fell in. That's why you're not going to be chayiv. Anyway, so the Gemara says we have to re-understand Rav. Rav did not say only nechbata. Ella, what Rav meant to say was even nechbata. Right, again, the Yerchayiv and the Mishnah for Mashananis, even in the case of nechbata. Lomi boy kamar, so not only. Lomi boy achla de mishalam as Mashananis, not only where the animal, after it falls in, gets up and eats. So you have to pay what it got benefit from. Aval nechbata. But in the case of nechbata, ema, maybe I should have said, mavriach ari minechse chaveirahu. This is just a case where you're shooing a lion away from your friend's possessions. Right, so are you really giving him something there? Let's say there's somebody about to attack your friend's possessions and you shoo it away. So you protected the possessions, you protected his assets. Did you give him something? You didn't give him anything. You protected. They would have been lost without you, and you protected it. So I might say that this is just mavriach minech sachaveirahu, and you shouldn't have to pay anything. In the case,
one second.
And even mashananis, he shouldn't have to pay. Why? Because my plants, helped you out. My plants helped you out, right? Rashi says, Rashi says on the fourth line, "Umitzvah hu da'avad, umidi lo lishko." It's my mitzvah. What did I take? I did what I was what any good Jew would do. I protected your property. So do here. My property protected your property. I didn't give you something, but your animal fell and my plants broke his fall. So it helped you out. So that's why I might have said it's just my v'riach mi'unetz chavero, which is usually patur. You don't have to pay. I can't go to you and say, hey, pay me for shooing away the lion. No, usually patur. So kamash balan, you don't say that. Kamash balan, we don't say that here. Ask the Gemara, why not? Maybe hachanami. We know this is a problem of Mavriya Chavri. So Gemara says, no, two differences. Mavriya Chavri minech sechaveiro midaitahu. Usually Mavriya Chavri is midas of the person doing the saving. Right? I go and shoo away the animal. So hi, la midaitahu. Here, I don't know anything about it. You landed on my plants. It's not midaiti. Inami, or Mavriya Chavri minech sechaveiro les leip seda. Or usually Mavriya Chavri is not a case where I lost anything. Right? I shoo away the animal. Maybe I lost a few seconds of my time. But usually I don't lose anything. Hi, is sleep seda. But here it is. There is seda, and therefore it is not. It is a different than a regular case of mavriach harei. You're still doing a mitzvah, but in a case where there's a loss or, we'll see whether it's and or in a minute. There's a case where you didn't know about it, so then you can't say that it occurs. The Ravid gives a little different shot of what the pashtus is. The Ravid says it's my mitzvah to do my mitzvahs. It's my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah to do mitzvos, but it's not my property's mitzvah to do mitzvos. That's what he adds. Kamash v'lan, nehi de'ihu mechayev la'atzuleh hecha de'isa avam amono hecha de'lesa l'didei lo mechayev. There is a concept of nicha le'inish levin mitzvah b'mamone, Gemara Maseches Pesachim, I think, right, that a person is happy that when his property does, but there's no obligation. And here we're talking about, is there a chiyuv? Because if there's a chiyuv, then you're mechuyev to do it, and you're going to be pater in terms of dinim mamonis. Here there's no chiyuv, says the Ravid. Right, lo mechayev. And therefore, mamona lo mechayev b'mitzvah. So that's why there would be that's the difference between here and there. Tosas brings up a Mishnah that we had in Maseches Nedarim, where the Mishnah says, if I am mutar hana from you, right, I'm not allowed to give any benefit from you, you're still allowed to pay up my loans. I owe $1,000 to somebody, so you're not allowed to give me benefits, so you can't give me $100. But you can pay up my loans for me. That's allowed, says the Mishnah. Why? I'm getting benefit, says the Gemara there. Mavriach ari minech zechaveru. The top toast is nunches aman alf. Right? You're being mavriach ari. Right? So therefore, it's not considered hana. But what minute asked Tosfos, over there is a case of pseida. Right? Over there, the guy's paying $1,000 for you. What did our Gemara just say? When this pseida involved, he should be chayiv. And if he's not chayiv, he should be getting hana. So isn't it a violation of mudr hana? Ask Tosfos on top. Yim tomar harapareach ovo dechashvin and lemavriach ari. The bereish emin amudar. The Mishnah says there that if you pay somebody's loan for him, so then that's considered mavriach ari. Avagat deislay pseida. There's pseida there. So Tosfos answers that really these two answers in our Gemara have to go together. They have to go together. We're not doing the whole Tosfos. But if you want to stay till the second day of Rosh Chodesh, right? So says Tosfos, skip down already, the six lines, six skinny line, says Tosfos. The Kiva de'ika Tarti, says Tosfos on the six skinny line, since once you have both, Shalomi Daito ve'islep seida, only both, lo chashem avriach ari. If you don't know about it, and it's a loss, that's where we say it's mavriach ari. It's not mavriach ari, and in that case, the person is going to be chayiv. Meaning, if it's not known and it's pseido, like in our case, has both. Aval midaito, afilu islay pseido. But if it's midas, even if there is pseido involved, like the case in Nedarim, right? He's paying for me, even though he's losing. Oh, shalom midaito v'leslay pseido. Or if he doesn't even know about it and there is no pseido, chashiv mavriach ari ve'nosin lo scharo. So says Tosfos. What's important is our Gemara's answers work together. You need both. It's not just one or the other. It's a question of both. Important Tosfos. Then Tosfos continues. Look at the third wide line in Tosfos. V'nira l'ri. Says Tosfos, a big limitation on this halacha. The mavriach ari she'eno lo toschar. The mavriach ari that you don't get paid for. Hainu kishe'en hadavar barur she'yavu l'dei hefsid. Where it's not 100% clear that your friend is going to lose. So I protected you, but you know what? Maybe it wouldn't have happened anyway. Kagon Shahari Rachok, I see the lion all the way down the street. Is he going to come to my rishus? Maybe, maybe not. You know, I'll try to protect you anyway. But where it's not sure. Vein yodeim yavo kan ha'ariyim lav. Vein matzilo ela midaga umen apachan shedoeg shema yavo. That's a regular case of mabriach ari. Aval madavar barur sheyavo l'dei hefsid. But if it's clear, if a lion is about to eat your sheep, your lamb, v'lidei derisas ha'ariyo matzil mipi ari atzmo, azvadai notel scharo. Because there are like five gemaras that one has to work out, and all the mavriach ari gemaras. So this atosis works them out. That every case that says you're chayev, Tosis is going to say is a case where there's vada going to be hezek, and all the cases that you're putter is a case where it's you're not sure. Like our gemara is a grand of saying that you're going to be chayev because of the other factors. But that is the shita of Tosis. And then in the middle, Tosis has something that interesting came up halacha lemaisa 50-60 years ago. Where Rabbeinu Gershom, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Gershom about the 10th or 12th wide line, right in the middle. Rabbeinu Gershom pasak b'tshuva achas. Rabbeinu Gershom wrote a tshuva. Im ana al anas akum sha'anas beso she Yisrael. An akum came and forced a Jew out of their house. Took over the house. Uba Yisrael acher v'lachum imenu. So the guy had it, and then the Jew comes and buys the house from the non-Jew. What's the halacha? Shelo yachshu l'baylam b'chinam. So now he has to give back. Does he have to give back the house to the original owner, right? The guy didn't pay for it. He just forced him out of the house. So do you say this is a case of mavriach ari? I just got the anos away, and now it goes back to the original owner, or at least hey, I got him out. You have to pay. So Rabbi Gershom paskind that he has to pay for it. You have to pay for it in that case, and talks about why that is and where that is. Maybe that's a vaday loss. Tosa says, it's a vaday loss. You don't have your house anymore. Therefore, for sure, you're going to could have to pay. That is Tosis. This came up actually after World War II, when sometimes some of the tshuvas. We're going to talk about this again later, Beis Hashem, on Daf Kuf Yudalim, the end of the Masechta, where somebody, let's say, you'd walk into somebody's house and say, "Oh, that's a nice shas, that's mine actually," and you say, "No, I bought it at a old safer." Collection sale. So, and you go there, and let's say the person's name is in it, right? And Yossi, it's Yossi's safe, but I bought it, but it's mine. So what's the halacha? Because many of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, took away Svarim. A lot of them they destroyed, but some of them they tried to sell them to make some money off of them. So let's say somebody else has your safer. So A, do they have to give it back to you? B, if they have to give it back, do you have to pay for it? That's exactly this case of Rabbeinu Gershom, right? The Jew got it away from the guy, and now they give it back. That's what Tosfos says later on. Kuf yud dalanim abeis. Tosfos says, "V'nira de besvarim havi laolam lufnei yeyush she'in regilus lehisya'ish misvarim." Right? Tosfos has a line there that by svarim you never have yeyush on them because you always want to get it back. So the shaila is, what if there's a situation like World War II? Would Tosfos also say that? Where you think everything is hefkervelt. You think there's, maybe the Tosfos would agree there is Yeyush Ba'olam. So again, that's where the Achronim talk about it, based on this Tosfos, and again, on this Gemara, about Mavriach Ari Minichsei Chaver. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Heichi Nafal, how did the animal exactly fall in? He fell in, and the Mishnah said, you're not chayv to pay for the damage, but you're chayv to pay for the hana. Rav Kana Amar Shulchlo B'Meir Agleha. Rav Kana says, it slipped in its own meiraglayim. In its own urine it slipped, right? Which is totally unusual. How could you ever have thought that would happen? Rav Amar Shadachva Tachaverta. It got bumped by its friend. Bumper cows, right? But one bumped into the other one, and the other one fell in. So, Manda Amar Shadachva Chaverta, the one who says that if one fell in by its friend, that's an onus that you're pater for. Surely in that case you're going to be pater, because that's even more of an onus. But according to the first opinion, who says Rav Kahana, but what's the onus? That it slipped on its own meiraglayim. But he would say that in the case where one friend, its friend, pushed it, you're chayiv. That's a pshia, umishlamas bashe zika, and you have to pay. Why? Because he could say to him, ivoy lecha avur echad echada. You should have let them go one by one. What are you letting them go in together? Where one was going to push the other one. So you should have let them go one. Should have let them go one by one. What happens if the animal just slips by itself? Not on its own meiraglayim. Not on its own by its friend. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres says, Mashma, the Gemara only gives a case of slipping on meiraglayim. Mashma demnafla me'eleha below hochloka choshem pshia. So why did the Gemara give that case? Right? That it just slipped. Right, so it's mashma that would be a pshia, and he asked from an earlier Gemara. So he says, "V'shema yishlomar dahachamari bishar pikeach balayla tahavle lerola havir b'chadachad v'lizoher." Maybe it's an animal that shouldn't have slipped, but it's nighttime. That's why it's a little unclear whether you call this pshia or not. But the Gemara's diuk says there being a parrot says that it would be a pshia. Sorry.
Why is it a pshia?
Maybe your animal, if you're more careful with your animals, you won't cause them to slip, or they won't slip. They won't slip in normal cases if you give them enough room, if you give them enough space. Amar Rav Kahana, Lo Shanu Elab Osa Aruga. Rav Kahana says, when do we say that you're putter for the what you damage? That's only if the animal gets up and eats in that aruga, in that area right there, in that flower bed. Avamei Aruga Laruga, but if it gets up and then walks across and then, you know, eats from a different area, Mishalas Lashi Yizika, then you got to pay the hezek. Got to pay the hezek. Why? What's the difference between the two? So Rashi says, Lo Shana, whether you only pay Mashananis, Ella Sha'achla Miyad Ba'osa Aruga Shanaflasham. Only if you ate right away in that Aruga. Tekiva Da'anusahi Benefila. Since you're an anus by the falling, Anusahi Nami Ba'achimasa. You're an anus also by the eating. Tekiva Da'chazi Latfua Tuta Lo Mukmas Nafsha. He's sitting on strawberries. He's not going to not eat them. That's part of the onus. And therefore, you're going to be chayev. But if it went from one to one, the next one, you're chayev. The Achronim, the point out, or even the Rishonim, in the Shimon Kabat says, what does Rashi say? El Sha'achla Miyad. According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with where it is. It really has to do with time. Rashi says Miyad. It says Osaruga, but Osaruga is Lavdafka. It really means, if immediately it started eating, so then that's the reason why it's chayev, but in a different Aruga, you'd be chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Me'aruga L'aruga. No, even from one aruga to another aruga, you're going to be putter, says Rabbi Yochanan. V'afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, even the whole day, until Acha Teitze, until it finally goes out of this, you get it out of this where it fell into, and it goes back to the owner's reshus. V'tachzer, and then V'tachzer L'das, and then it goes back to this place L'das with the knowledge of the owner. Amr of Papa, finishing for a minute. Lo tema achetetzi l'dav v'tachzodat. It doesn't have to go out based on the knowledge of the owner and even go back. Al kivish yosas l'das. But once the owner knew it went out, avavisha chazer shelo l'das. Even though it returned without the knowledge of the owner is still going to be chayiv in that case. Why? My taima to Amr like, because we say to him, kivin the yalfa. Once it learned that there's good strawberries in that spot, once it knows where to get the good stuff, kol emas demishtamta. Whenever it's going to get free, hasam rata. It's going to run back there. Meaning, you have a higher level of responsibility. So even if you don't know about it, once it went here, you know it went here, and it enjoyed itself here, so then it's going to go back, and you got to take more precautions. So ask the Rashba, one second. So you're telling me that any time, let's say you graze your sheep on a certain mountain, so now, forevermore, you have to have Shmira Me'ula to make sure your animal doesn't go back here, because he knows the good stuff is here. So there's never going to be a case where you could ever take your animal twice? Is that what you have to say? So, says the Rashba, Yesh lefarish to kol shiyasa ladas bailam, av abisha kashiru oshan ala b'fana karoi chayiv. From now on, even if you're no karoi, you're going to be chayiv. V'temahu, d'im kein kol shiroa pamachas b'soda achas, enu pata la'ola malosa sanda, el kshanol b'fanea b'dela shi yichol olam odal kol ruach. Right? Every time you take him to a field, so forevermore, you're going to have to do a shmira extra. Ula olam enu pata b'makam echad el pamachas. Bishmiras del Zeruya. So he says, I like the Ravid's pshat. So the Rashbi, of course, the Ravid, also the regular Ravid, and the Ravid here says, therefore you're going to be chayiv every time if it goes there and falls in. That's not going to be called an ones anymore. That's going to be called a pshia. It's not stop if it directly, if it always goes in. Obviously, you're going to have regular shmira. But if it happens to fall in again, you're not going to have this excuse again. Because who knows if it really fell in. That's the pshat of this Gemara, that you're totally going to be chayiv. That is the Rashba. The other issue is, what's the shesvar of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, even me'aruga l'aruga, you're going to be pater. Why is that? You had time to get it out, no? So the Rush here says, Gzeres HaKosef. Umayri b'de'efshel arola mitshach pasro lafuka. You could have gotten it out. But still, you're going to be pater. If you couldn't get it out, for sure you're pater. But what's the svara? The kivan shana filo haya baones lo karinan bay vishilach ubier. Ad the avid kein vishilach ukein vibier. It's a special din of shein and regel. this act did not start out as a vishilach or a ubir. Halacha, you didn't send your animal, it didn't go and destroy, it fell in. That's once it's not defined as a vishilach or a vibir, ubir, so then forever, me'aruga l'aruga, even the whole day, so then it is going to be considered all pater. And Rav Kahana either calls that vishilach, or probably better, because even ba'osa gina, he does it. But once you get to another gina, now that's vishilach.
Right.
Right. But once you get to another gina, all vishilach. Rabbi Yochanan says it's all considered one big gina. One big gina. That's the language of the Rosh. Tekula gina nafla be ba'ones kechada aruga damya. Velokarina be obir bistayacher. That's the Rosh here in Simen Zayin. Weiter. But if it went in, it didn't fall in. If it went in, then you got to pay what it damaged. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yod Kedarka. What happened if it went in Kedarka? It went down into the field. And then all of a sudden it has a baby. Mazel tov, right? It would damage the property b'meileda. Mahu. So what is the halacha? The mitzvah eisan here in the back of the Asakasha, without answering it. He says Pashas, the Gemara is asking, are you chayiv or pater? But isn't Meleda similar to Tinfa Peros, which we had on Daf Yud Ches, which is only Chatzineza because it's Sroros? Sarachian, he says. Sarachian. So you gotta figure that one out. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, so it damaged Meleda Mahu. So I'll leave it on the Amr Tchlesa Mashiach Sova Bonis Chayev Oti Ba'ilacha, according to the one who says that, as we had earlier, if you're Poshe at the beginning, and then it ends up being an Onis Chayev, so then for sure here, Loti Ba'ilacha, you're gonna be Chayev here too. But we have the question according to the mandam that says pater ma, my mi amrina kivin tchazav b'shiyav sova when he's pater. Do you say pater here? Because this is exactly that case. Odil mano hacha kul b'shiyahu. Or do you say no? This is all b'shiyah. Why? Techiva the kachazi the krevel of the meilad. You saw the animals in his ninth month, quote unquote. Not really. Whatever animal's gestation is. Ibai lelenture. Right. You should have guarded it better. Ula istamure begava. And you should have guarded it even more. Teku. So teku, you know, whether you're responsible for knowing when the animal's going to give birth. So keza mishlam is basha nehizika. The last lines of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, how do you pay what you damage? So you figure out how much the whole beisah is worth, and you do it relative to the whole beisah, which we had earlier also. Rav Shimon, though, says, if you eat peiros gemurim, you pay peiros gemurim. That's what we're going to talk about more tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. But anyway, about today, so you pay based on the relative, meaning not what it itself is worth. So, Menon Emili, Amar of Masna, how do you know this? Amar Kra, Ubir Bisteacher, Malam Bishashem, Algav Sada Acher. Ubir Bisteacher means you estimate it based on Steacher. You always go based on the how much is worth relative. You don't say how much is this little area worth, because that'll be a lot more money. Right, but how much is the whole field worth with this and the whole field worth without this? And that's how you measure it. And the Rush, which we saw when this came up a few 2 weeks ago, beginning of Perek HaChovel, says this applies even by Chavala. Right? How much is an arm worth? No, how much is the Eved worth with the arm or without the arm? Right? You always have Yerbis the Acher means you always go Lahakel on the Mazik or on the Chovel. So Gemara says, Hi, Ubir Bisteacher, Mibai Lilafuki, which is a rabbin. What do you mean? You already used that pasuk for something else. Text food, which is a rabbin. See him, Kane, Little Rachman, Ubir Bistechavero. Inami Steacher. My Bisteacher. Shashaman, I'll gav Steacher. So you learn both. Ema, Vakule, Vahach Yudasa. I maybe. The whole pasuk is coming to teach me lafugi rishas arabim. Coming to teach me shaman al gaf sadeh lafugi rishas arabim inalon. In kain lefav rachman al gabet tashlumin. If it's all about in terms of a paying issue, it should have written it by tashlumin. Meitav sadeh meitav karmo yishalem b'steyacher. Lamli dekasvi rachmano ugabi ubir, but it said it by the actual hezek. Shmamin atarti, it must be to teach me both. Period. Hey chishamina, so how do you estimate? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Sa'ah b'shishim sa'in. You take a huge field and you measure how much a sa'ah would be worth in 60 sa'ah. If you have 60 sa'ah, how much would somebody buy that for? And then each sa'ah is worth 1/60th of that. And then you take the percentage of that of the aruga that the person ate. So it's much less than if you would just sell the focus the each aruga. Rabbi Yanai Amar Tarka b'shisha Tarkavim. Rabbi Yanai said, no, that's too much. Because if it's 60 sa'ah, so then the nizak's going to lose too much. It's going to be worth a tiny amount. So less than that. A tarkav and 60 tarkavim, right? Which is 30 sa'ah and not 60 sa'ah. Chizki amar kalach mashlishim kachar, even less. So again, it's a balance of not being too hard on the mazik and not being too easy on the nizak. Fascinating machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Chafetz Chaim. Whether, let's say, I break a window of your house, Pashtus, right? Pashtus, well, I have to pay for the window. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what are you talking about? What's the house worth with the window? What's the worth house worth without the window? Shaman al gava bias, says the Chofetz Chaim. So it's much, and the Chofetz Chaim says, you know what? Based the market value of a house isn't going to change if it has a broken window. So therefore, you know what? You putter. That's the Chofetz Chaim. The Chazon Ish says, no. The Chazon Ish says, only by fruit. Only by fruit. But by a house where you can get it back to exactly what it was before the Hezek, exact restoration, then you got to pay for the whole thing, says the Chazon Ish. So Machlokas, what do you see? What do you see from this Gemara?
They both hold
that Ubir B'Stei Acher, but this is, the Chazon Ish seems to say Ubir B'Stei Acher would not apply by Kalim. Only by the Paris.
It's not even
Shane. Right, it's not Shane. It's Adam Amazik, or maybe it's even if it says Kemamon, right? Or what if it's my katan, which we'll have to get to. Okay, Meis Veiter, Achla Kavo Kabayim Eino Remlo Tisham Demayan. If you eat a kav or a kabayim, you don't say you just pay for the damim. El Arono Soki Luhi Aruga Katana. Yeah, but you see, as if it's in a one little aruga, umsharanosa, and you measure it. So my love of Neatsmo, one aruga, is that saying you measure it by itself and it's a kasha on everybody? All three shitas, lo b'shishim, it means in relative terms to 60. Tana Rabbanon, ein shaman kav mivnei shemashbicho, v'lo beis kor mivnei shepogmo. That's the lashon of the brisa. Don't measure a kav because it's too much, and not a beis kor because it's too little. So my kamar, what exactly is the pshat? So Amar Papa Hachi Kamar, this is what that means. Ain shaman kav b'shishim kavim ibnei shemash biach mazik. Don't measure a kav in 60 kavim because that's too good on the mazik because it's worth, right? It's each one is going to be worth so little in relative terms. V'lo kur b'shishim kurim ibnei shepogim mazik. And a kur also in 60 kurim, no, because then it's too much on the mazik. So mazik lav rafuna bar manoach. Hi, v'lo base kur, v'lo kur mi boy light. It should have said, don't measure a kur, not a base kur. So Gemara says, okay, change it. Ela Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach b'shei the Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Yika hachi tani. Ein shaman kav b'fnei atzmo b'nei shemesh b'yach nizak. Don't measure a kav by itself because it's giving too much to the nizak. V'lo kav b'beis kur b'nei shepogim nizak. Ela b'shishim. Again, you have to have the balance of not being too harsh on the mazik, but not making the nizak lose too much. So it has to be done in relative terms, but somewhere, some middle ground. Period. Story. Who gavre the cuts kispa mechavre? There was a person who cut some a dekel tree, a palm tree from his friend. Asla kamid reish galusa came in front of the reish galusa. Amalele did you chazi li? The reish galusa says, I saw those three trees. V'tlasa b'kinahave kaimi. There were three trees all together. V'avishavi me'azuze. They were all together worth 100 zuz. So you know what? Zil havli tlasan v'tlasa v'tolta. You cut that down. Pay him 33 1/3. And 33 1/3 for a third. Amar Gabi Reish Galusa Don Dita Tavar Soy Lamali. So says the man, this Reish Galusa who judges like the Persians, what do I need him for? Rashi just says, She'eno Din Torah. Right? What is he giving me this halacha? Not halacha. I was like, I'm a Rav Nachman, I'm going in front of Rav Nachman. Amar Le B'shishim. Rav Nachman says, oh, you got to measure it, right? Relative to Shishim, which is much less for the Mazik. So that is why, again, right, Reish Galusa, there are always a lot of controversies with the Reish Galusa. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, 1 minute. Im Amar B'niskei Mamon, O Yomar B'niskei Gufo. Fine, by Niskei Mamon, we say that you measure it in this way that's better for the Mazik. But even by Adam HaMazik, you cut down the trees. Do you say that even by Adam HaMazik? So remember, the Rush already had the Maskana. He said it even by Chovel. So even by Adam HaMazik? So Amalei Abai the Rava. Yeah, why not? So this is a question that we're going to have to stop in the middle. But Beniske Gufa my daitech says Abaye, yeah, what? Beniske Gufa, why do you think by Adam Amazek, why do you think it doesn't you don't do it? Why? Because this Brisa, the Tanya, because the Brisa says Amafkir Kamer Shel Chaver, if you destroy the vineyard of your friend, Smadar, while it's still in its early stages of being ripe. Rowano so kamahisa yafa kodum lachem bekami yafa lachemikan. Figure out how much it was worth before and how much it was worth afterwards. Vilu Beshishim look tani. And it doesn't say Shishim, is that why you think Adam Hamazik is not done in shamin in relative terms? Is that why? But we have another price also, even by Niskei Mamon, that also doesn't specify. But just a foreshadow. So just like in that other price, we're going to have to say it's Shishim, even though it doesn't say it. So doing this first price, we're going to say it's Shishim. And therefore, there's not going to be a difference between Adam HaMazik and Niskei Mamon. So again, that is the price.
To the Gemara, that this whole concept goes beyond shame.
it goes beyond Shane.
It's Pashut.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, why is that Pashut?
Right. Right. That's where the Rush. That's where the Rush. The Rush says in Bier, right, that was a special din of let's say, determining how you define a Maisa Ba'ones or a Maisa Pshia. But this Ubir, the Rush himself, the same Rush. Look at the first Rush in the eighth parak. The first Rush in the eighth parak says that this halacha of Ubir B'Steyacha that we just had is the makar that you always go Lakula. You always go Lakula for the Mazik. He says, Ula hakel b'chol shumos anu l'meidim miyu bir b'sada acher. Da'amr Torah l'shum aruga agav sada. That's what he says. That's what, how you understand. Doesn't go. I mean, it's a big piece.
It's smart to say why it just applies to Shane. Shane's
right, right.
A very difficult nezek. You know,
right, right, right. You would limit it to Shane. He's not, or Regel, but he's not limiting it. So the same Rush. The same Rush says both. Bir b'steyacher is a special gzeres hakasa by Shane and Regel in terms of defining it as a maisa ba'ones. And here, he says, it applies elsewhere. The big discussion, the Chazon Yecheskel, well, we just had his kever last week on Harim Nuchot, and Rav Soloveitchik both have the Chakira with discussions when we say it's Shamin, and we say you only have to pay this amount. So is that a din in the Hezek, or is that a din in the Tashlumin? Were you really Mazik more, but the Torah is Mekel, this is all you have to pay? Or do we say, no, once the Torah says it, then really, your Hezek is always looked at in relative terms. You don't look at the Hezek in a vacuum. The Hezek is looked at in terms of the whole field, and therefore this is all you are mazik. Not that you are mazik everything and you have a p'tur. Okay, that's a discussion. That's the lumdis behind this type. Not just a question of numbers. It's a question of, that's the lumdis behind it. Okay, B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we get into other discussions about wearing black shoes. We'll get to, you are being Miss Abel on Yerushalayim, who's appropriate, right? Can I get up today taking chatzos if I'm busy speaking Lashon Hara all day? Right, we'll talk about that. And then B'ezras Hashem, Daf Samach, we get to exciting stuff coming up. The Samach is Masal Atzmo Mom Chaveiro. Is there only the big three? Is there the big four? And as we continue in Akones, heading towards Merubah, heading towards the world of Merubah. Okay.